Monica Newton, Chief Executive of the National Arts Festival in Makanda, is with us. Monica, everybody's cancelling events at the moment. I mean, we're seeing festivals, music festivals around the world collapse in a heap. We're seeing corporate events being cancelled. We're seeing weddings being postponed. People are being told to have smaller funerals. I mean, all of these sorts of things are happening. You've now got a big festival happening from the 25th of June to the 5th of July. It'll be your first as Chief Executive, your 11 days of amazing. Are you cancelling?
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. No, we are not cancelling, but we are going to do something completely different this year. We are going virtual. So the entire festival will be presented in a completely reconceived way with different kinds of artworks in the digital domain, because we recognize that in terms of the disaster provisions that are in place and the possibilities of a complete recovery by June are unlikely. So we really sat and thought about what kind of business strategy would get us through the next couple of months and, in fact, the next year or two as we recover from the coronavirus pandemic that's sweeping the nation and of course the world, as you correctly pointed out. So breaking new ground, that's what we're doing at the National Arts Festival.
How practically are you going to do it? I mean, are you going to have artists sitting in their bedrooms at home in their underwear doing Shakespeare? How do you conceive? What does it look like?
Oh, that would be a very interesting piece of work. But obviously, live doesn't always automatically transfer very well into a digital online space. So the reality is that a lot of the work that you would traditionally see at the festival, we may not be able to present in the digital space. So we need to reconceptualize our festival, and of course artists need to reconceptualize their work in the context of a digital space. So we would be looking at a wide range of work, some of it live streamed performance, certainly, some of it recorded performance, certainly, but certainly a lot of work that's happening in the digital domain anyway, which could be film, which could be sound files, which could be stage script readings, photo collages, podcasts, virtual reality, webinars, augmented reality, Facebook gatherings, games. So these are the kinds of things that we would be looking to work with our artistic community to produce for this first ever virtual National Arts Festival 2020.
Monica, good luck with it. It's going to take a lot of conceptualizing and a lot of hard work. But the National Arts Festival Chief Executive Monica Newton this evening on the line to us from Makanda, thinking differently about the problems. Solutionist thinking, some might say. But well done, Monica Newton, for coming up with that idea. I do hope it works. Certainly, it's a critical test case for an events industry around the world that is coming quite unstuck.